Everybody turn with me this morning to page number 138. 138.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Thank you. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. And it is good to be in the house of the Lord today. It's a beautiful, beautiful day outside. A little bit nippy this morning, a little frost. I think it's supposed to get up pretty nice, maybe high 50s or something like that. Be a nice day. It is a nice day here in the house of the Lord. I'm glad you're here. Can't think of a better way to start off a new year than being in church, here with God's people, of one purpose, sharing the gospel with the lost and dying world. We had a good class this morning. I know Brother Sam had a good class this morning, and all y'all out here. We're very, very blessed to have a lot of good teachers here at Oak Hill, so I thank you. And our prayer should be that we move forward this year, 2020, starting of a new decade. So have fun, worship God, and enjoy each other. As Brother Russ said earlier today, there is has been told, be sure and not write just 20 on your checks or important documents. Be sure and write out 2020, because that could be changed to people's advantage in different ways. So it's not only changing of the, it only signifies the year 20, but also 2020. So just be careful, write it out so nobody can do that. I flubbed that up real good. But anyway.
I'd probably be right in 2019 for 6 or 8 months.
It was kind of odd. It was kind of odd when I was sitting down putting the final touches on my sermon yesterday. I'll date them at the top in 2020. I guess that was the first time I'd really written it, so it was kind of weird. I'm sure I'll have a lot of the wrong dates. The announcements have greatly diminished after all the holidays. I hope y'all survived. Obviously, you did. You're here. But I think you need to get back to some more real food instead of all that rich stuff we ate so much. Maybe just me. But it was a good time. We had a lot of good fellowship. And always good to celebrate the birth of the Lord in the new year. But now we move forward. So let's have a good year here. This morning, though, the second time the plate is passed will be for a building fund offering. So the building fund takes care of a lot of things, remodels, special projects. Keep that in mind. We've got some stuff that we've been talking about for a pretty good while. Maybe we'll get to talk about some tonight in our business meeting, which is the second thing on our list. So I encourage you to come and be a part of the business meeting, because that's where you really get down to the nuts and bolts of what we're doing here. We don't hide anything. There's no secret agendas. If you want to know what we're doing with God's money, come and be a part of the business meeting. Not only to know what we're doing, but to be a part of how we use God's money. That's the avenue for that. So come tonight at 6 for that. 2020 calendars are available back there on the back table. I encourage you to get them, pass them out, give them to someone. The further we get into this year, the less value they will be. So give those out. They have our name and address and all that stuff on them as well. So use it as a tool to invite someone to church, or just a little reminder that when they use their calendar, maybe they can see the name. Nursery attendance this morning, Michelle and Holly. Next Sunday, Mandy and Joyce. Anything else? Any other announcements? Did I miss anything?
Page number 207.
Are you garments?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Man, it's good to see everybody out this morning. Kind of chilly this morning, though.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We got the heat on. There you go. Throw another log on the fire. Plus, on top of that, we got the Holy Spirit living within to warm us from the inside out. Beautiful day. I can't think of any better place to be than right here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church.
Amen.
Man, we got a great church family here. I tell people about it all the time. I say, if you don't believe it, come see it. Come see it. Come be a part of it. Also, we have a great choir family, too. And if you'd like to be a part of that, we would love to have you starting this afternoon. In fact, we're going to have choir practice at 5 o'clock. We'll be here, either be here or be square. That don't rhyme. Be there or be square. But that's okay. Be here. But we're going to do a song for you. We've done it before. We haven't done it in a long time, though. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Got some beautiful words to it, and it puts a real thought in your mind if you think about the words. Just the title itself inspires thought, because it's entitled That Heavenly Home. Can you imagine that heavenly home and what it's going to like when we all get up there with Jesus? It's going to be an amazing time, an amazing place to be. So we're going to sing it for you right now, That Heavenly Home.
Have gone,
his glory to share.
Okay, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6 here in a little bit. You might want to earmark that or spotlock it or something. We're going to be coming back to it several times. Spotlock, that's a fishing thing. Oh, Cindy, by the way, that's the kind of trolling motor I want, a spotlock. Just thought I'd throw that in there. I guess that's where the terminology comes from. As I told you last week, we're going to start a series this morning on prayer. And we are going to be going to the Lord's Prayer for our inspiration in this series. I intend to preach through it word by word and verse by verse, line by line, and wherever else the Spirit leads along this path. Now, I want you to get involved in this study. Okay, all of us, learn to pray better. Learn to pray more effectively because it's our direct line to God that He's blessed us with. Get involved in the study. Learn from it. Now, if we as a church and as individuals are serious about furthering God's work here on this earth, we must become better prayer warriors. We are in a battle against Satan and his cohorts and also against our very sin nature. And the only way that we can win this battle, win this war, is through the power of God. And prayer accesses the prayer of God. If we truly desire to see lost souls saved, lives changed, it starts with prayer. It starts with me, and it starts with you. Now, I know you probably know some of this stuff. I want to say a few things, though. Sometimes it helps to be reminded. But prayer accesses God's power. When we pray to God through Jesus Christ, we are literally calling the power of God down upon situations and lives here on this earth. Do we realize how powerful that is? God. He's in control of everything. And He blessed us with this channel, this avenue, to be able to access that power. Things, lives, people can be changed, not because of my power, your power, but because of the power of God. Throughout this year, as we start 2020 and go through this whole year, I want you to keep that thought in your hearts and your minds that we truly can change people's lives, people's very situations by calling down the power of God upon them. Now, I think this is very important, so listen to me for just a second, really close. This should be in our thoughts and minds every day. No matter how much you read or how much you learn about anything, if you never use it, it's useless. It's prayer, it's faith, it's whatever you want to attach to that. You can know everything there is to know about quantum physics, but if you don't apply that knowledge, it's useless. You can know every word in the Bible, but if you don't apply that to your life, it is useless. You can know how to pray, but if you don't use it, it's useless. Now, the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer that's just to be repeated over and over and over again. Most likely, it's the first prayer that we really learned, memorized it many, many years ago. But it teaches us a lot of things, and we're going to get to that as we go down through here. But here's what I want you to know. Prayer is a conversation from your heart to the heart of God. I'm very excited about this series, and it's already been a blessing to me. And my prayer is that it'll be a blessing to you, that we will learn, and that we, through our knowledge and our learning, can become better Christians, better workers, better church members, better husbands, wives, sons, daughters, through our prayer life. Now, the Lord's Prayer, first of all, teaches us that we have to learn to pray. Okay, if you read over there in Matthew 6, and we'll go back and read it at some future date, but it's Jesus telling us how to structure our prayers. Okay, learn how to pray effectively. We're going to talk about a lot of things in this series. I don't know how long this series will last. It could last for a while, depending on where the Spirit leads. But there's a lot to be learned about prayer and the effect that it has not only on those we pray for, but ourselves. Because to truly have an effective prayer life, we need to have a right relationship with God, personally. Okay? The Lord's Prayer, it shows structure. It's not just a bunch of rambling, chanting. It has structure. It also shows content, praying for specific things. I believe that God wants us to pray for specific people by name, situations, specific sins in our life, struggles that we have. Name them to God. He already knows what they are, but He wants us to acknowledge these things to Him. Not just a blanket prayer, oh God, everybody on the list, pray for them. I mean, I'm not saying don't ever do that, but I think that God wants us to take the names that we heard today, those that are on the list, those that are near and dear to our heart, and pray specifically for them. That also shows us that we have to set aside a time to pray. It shouldn't be something, well, I'm going to pray if I have time, or if I don't fall asleep first, or I'll pray in the morning if I get up in time. If I oversleep, we'll skip that part. I think that prayer needs to have a set aside time. But that being said, I also believe that we're told in the Bible that we're to pray without ceasing. And that means literally to have a prayer on our heart as we go about our daily lives. I want to say this, so to think about this for a second. Prayer is not, nor has it ever been, for us to get what we want from God. But think about that. It's okay to pray to God for things that are near and dear to us, but prayer is not so that we can just get what we want from God. I heard a portion of a sermon this last week as I was preparing by Alistair Begg's. Gets what he was talking about. Prayer. Here's what he said. If God always gave us what we asked for, He wouldn't be able to give us what we need. There's a big difference. That really struck home with me. Because God wants us to have what we need more than He wants us to have what we desire. He went on to ask this question. I want to use a part of his words. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not trying to quote him. But he said this, what do you think Daniel's mom and dad were praying for? Now, I want to add this. He didn't bring this up, but we know that Daniel's mom and dad were faithful, godly people. And you know the way that we know this is that Daniel was a strong believer. He had strong faith. Folk, you don't get strong faith just out of thin air. It comes by doing, by using, and by walking the walk. So Daniel's parents were godly people. Daniel's parents We're strong, godly people. So think about this for a second. When they got down on their knees to pray at night, do you think they said, King Nebuchadnezzar, come down here and take us captive? We know that's what happened, right? Nebuchadnezzar invaded, conquered, and carried away into captivity. But do you think that was their prayer? Come on down here, take Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and all these other favored children of ours. Take them back to Babylon and teach them how to be good Babylonians. Or do you think that they were praying, God, be merciful to Israel, even though we've sinned? You know, I think that we could say that same prayer today about America. God, be merciful to America, even though we've sinned. But guess what happened? Israel got what they needed instead of what they wanted. Nobody wants to be taken captive. Nobody wants to be imprisoned or enslaved and taken down there. King Nebuchadnezzar came and he conquered. You see, God uses ungodly people in his work as well as godly people. They carried back to Babylon the best of the best. And their Nebuchadnezzar's intent was to teach these bright young men to be the best Babylonians that he could. He wanted to change their culture. He wanted to change their attitude, their outlook on life. But he was too late because they had already dedicated themselves to God. Now think about this. Because of all of this, we have some of the greatest stories in the Bible. I love the story about Daniel and the lion's den. Now, it's physically impossible as far as what we're able to do to imagine a den full of starving lions. It's a whole other sermon, but those weren't just regular lions. They were starved so that they were ravenous. And they threw old Daniel in there and they laid down and went to sleep with him. But folks, that's the power of God. The next day when they cast those that had cast him in, they were torn apart. And even their bones were, these were wild beasts, but God is in control of very nature because he created it. If you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they were bound and thrown into this fiery furnace, it was so hot. It was 10 times hotter than normal. It killed the people that carried them up there and threw them in. And they came out of that thing and the hems of their garment weren't even singed. They didn't even smell like smoke. But that's not natural. That's God. That's God's power. God can change nature because he created it. And listen to me, God can change our nature too, because being godly is not our nature, being sinful is. He sets the rules. He's in control. He's in power. I want you to think about this as we go through this series and as we go through life. God's goal for me, Sam, and you, insert your name, is not for me to have the things that I want, but it's for me to have a right relationship with him. That's what God wants from you. That's what God always wants from us, is to have a right relationship with him. Now, what I want in this life, God blesses with me with many of them. I know that God does. But my goal as well should not be to have all the pleasures of this life, but to be who God wants me to be. And folks, that starts with prayer. It starts with prayer. And it takes a lifetime of walking daily with Christ. I've preached on being holy and in the past year, last year. And I think that we've lost sight as a nation, as people. And if we're not careful, even as a church sometimes, of just how holy God is. We need to get a grasp of that. That we serve a mighty, holy, wonderful God. Prayer is our access to Him. David Jeremiah writes in a book titled Prayer, The Great Adventure, that the scribes in the Old Testament days had a much higher opinion of God's name than we do in our culture today. When they wrote the God's name, Yahweh, they would discard the pen that they used to write it because to them, in their eyes, it was disqualified from writing any other words because it had written the greatest name ever, God. Do we view God that holy? In order for us to get to where God wants us to be, we must first determine within ourselves that we will honor God in our life, in our daily life, in our daily walk, that we will give God honor. That's who He wants us to be. How do we know God's will in our life? Study to show thyself approved, a workman, rightly dividing the truth. Pray without ceasing. Go through your day, week, year, decade, with a prayer in your heart. Talk to God and listen to what He says back. He will talk to you. Oh, well, preacher, God don't talk to me. Open your ears. Open your heart. This week, as I was praying and studying and getting prepared for the beginning of this series, I listened to parts of three different sermons from people whom I occasionally listen to. And one of them was Charles Stanley. One of them was Ed Young. The other one was Alistair Begg. And they were all preaching about the same thing, the prayer. And if that's not God talking to you, folks, you need to listen better. I don't know what anyone else heard from these sermons. It's amazing to me that I preach, and many, many times I talk to people after the sermons, and they all hear, or a lot of them hear different things, and sometimes it's not even what I thought I was preaching. So that's God talking to you through the Holy Spirit. I know what I heard from these sermons from these men, and I heard that God is concerned about our prayer life. God is amazing. And when we listen to Him, He'll talk to us in many different ways. Now, I've asked Gisela to come this morning, and she's going to say a few words, and then she's going to recite the Lord's Prayer in German. I've heard her do it before. It's very beautiful. She's a blessing to us here. And Gisela, you come and take as much time as God lays on your heart.
Well, I want to start out with a little prayer first because I'm super nervous. I don't know how Sam does this every week. This is not my thing. But I prayed this morning and I told Sam I would love to do it. But now that I'm up here, I didn't make notes. I feel like it's all gone. So I just, if it's okay with you, would like to say a little prayer first. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my church family. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here and share what has helped me. Please use me and give me the right words to speak this morning. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer, I never learned in English, and I still can't say it in English. I always speak it in German. I really don't know why, but I learned it's okay. God speaks many languages. And it was my grandpa's favorite prayer. It was a prayer we always had to stand up, bow our head, fold our hands when we said that prayer. It was kind of like a respect thing, I guess. And it was said, like, before a couple gets married, you meet at the family's home, and the parents and relatives say a blessing over the couple, and then before they leave to go to church to be married, everybody says the Lord's Prayer. At funerals, the Lord's Prayer. At happy moments, sad moments, there's always the Lord's Prayer. And I've always heard that growing up. When I was little, I had to read out of my grandma's old Bible. I forgot I wanted to bring it. It's super old, falling apart, but to me it's a treasure. It's written in the old German language, and she always made me read out of it and out of the Old Testament, so it really, really scared me because I thought God is a punishing God. It wasn't until I came to America and gave my life to God in April 2016 that I learned more about God and what prayer is. I always thought prayer is only reading out of the Bible or memorizing scripture. But what I learned when I lost everything, so when I say hardship, if you're going through a hard time, sometimes that's a blessing. When I lost everything and fell down on my knees, that's when God had my attention. And I had no money, but I went to the dollar store and got me a little notebook. And I didn't have money to buy books, so I went to the library and got all the books on prayer and God and Christian living. And instead of highlighting in the book, since it wasn't mine, I started putting it in this, and it became my prayer journal. And I started this the first time, August 2016, and I found like little scriptures and stuff I put in here. I'm just trying to show everyone prayer doesn't cost any money. It doesn't need, you don't have to be in church. I made my little closet in a one bedroom apartment, my war room, my prayer closet. And I just on, you know, on little paper wrote a scripture, or with somebody else, if somebody else said a blessing over me, I wrote that down and I stuck it there. And God wants our first, so I believe the first thing I need to do in the morning is not check my phone. I mean, I'm guilty, I do that too. But roll out of bed on my knees and say a little prayer. And that prayer can be, thank you, God, or good morning, God. And then throughout the day, if I'm late for work and there's a red stoplight, thank you, God. There's a reason for it. I believe there's a reason. There are just so many ways to pray throughout the day. It doesn't have to be fancy. Every office has restrooms. You can go in there if you're having a bad day and get on your knees, or just fold your hands and, God, I need help right now. In my opinion, that's a prayer. Amen. So I don't know if any of that makes sense. But when Sam asked me to talk a little bit about prayer, it's amazing. It is conversation with God. I think it's important to combine with prayer meditation, which to me is not like a weird yoga pose and all that. It's listening. And if you ask my husband, I'm not a good listener. Bless his heart. I appreciate his patience. I'm learning. And I was like telling my friend one time, but I pray and pray and pray. And she's like, well, do you listen? No, I didn't. That's when that prayer closet became so important to me, because I sat in there and I would say my prayer or I write it down. And then first it was just a minute. A minute doesn't seem long, but it can be when you sit there quietly and God whispers to me. So if it's not quiet, I can't hear his answer. With the beginning of the year, I highly encourage all of you, if you don't do that already, grab a little notebook and write down the date and your prayer. And it may be years. I mean, I have so many prayer journals now. I started it in 2016.
And I also have a vision board where I write down all my prayers. And I think it's okay to have big, bold prayers. God loves those. Because if I pray about little things, it's like, oh yeah, okay, I did that. Those bold prayers give all so much more glory to God. Like when I prayed for my future husband, or I prayed for working part-time, that was years ago, that I had to go through financial hardship and lose everything to learn about handling finances, prepared me to be able to work part-time. I hope that makes sense. It's like, don't give up if your prayer is not answered within a day, a month, a year. We live in such an instant world. Like, if I put the microwave on 30 seconds, I stand there and I stop it after 20 because it takes too long. You know, everything I want instant, the instant coffee, everything. So for a while I'm like, well, God, I'm praying. Why are you not answering? Well, God doesn't work that way. So anyway, and I wanted to pray the Lord's Prayer with you all, if that's okay. If you all stand with me, please. Vater unser im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute, und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. God hears prayers from all over the world. God hears prayers in all different languages. God really hears the prayers that come from the heart. I know she's been through a lot, and I know that God gave her to me. She's a very dear friend to me. We've had a lot of good conversations, and hopefully she's learned a little bit from me. I've learned a lot from her. I believe in my heart that when we pray, that God would see His work furthered in this church, that He puts together who He wants to be here and be a part of this church. If you want this church to grow in the coming year, if you want God to be glorified in the coming year, if you want to see lost souls saved in the coming year, it starts with prayer. It starts with an earnest desire of the heart. I'm going to start, I'm going to break down the Lord's Prayer word for word. But I want to just say this morning, before I run too much out of time. It starts off with Our Father. And there are so many directions that I could go from there. And I'm going to come back and revisit that. But the first thing that came to my mind when I read that Our Father, when I contemplated on that, was Creator. You see, without God, we wouldn't exist. Without God, nothing would exist. He is the beginning of everything that we know. He is the one that determines everything that's right and just in our world. He is the one that furnished the means by which we can make amends for our sins and be in His presence for all eternity. He is truly our Father, our Creator. That's not all He is as Father. We're going to talk about that some more, and maybe even next week. But I can't help but think that after prayer and after studying and after letting the Spirit lead, that it all has to start with that. There's such a massive movement in this nation and in this world to take God out of everything, that I think we need to go back to the beginning and put God back in everything. You know what? This old earth, this universe may have started with a big boom, but God created the boom. It may have started with one particle of matter in a void, but God created the matter, the particle. Listen to me, friend. I believe that God's purpose for us here on this earth is to give Him honor and glory. And He so much enjoys the fellowship that we share with Him when we come to Him in spirit and in truth. You have to get your heart right with God to worship God. You have to get your life right with God to please God. And I don't know about you, but I know how weak I am, and I can only do that through much prayer. As we start this series today, and as we continue learning about prayer, think about what Gisela said. Cindy and I, too, have been through some hard times in our life financially. When we were so broke, we didn't even know if we were going to keep our house or not. God used that to show us where He wanted us to be. You see, God don't always give us all the good things in life to show us He loves us. Sometimes He works through the hard times. I think most of the time He works through the hard time to show us that He loves us, because then we can truly see His power at work. No one goes through this life without facing adversities. Job writes in the Bible that man that is born of woman is a few days full of trouble. Listen, we're just here for a short time. We're promised 70-something years is all. Many folk today get to live past that. God bless you. But you know, even if we live to be 100 here on this earth, every one of those 100 days is preparation for eternity with God. That's what God wants from us, is our dedication, our willingness to give Him honor and glory. Listen, I dare say that all of us at some point in our life could be better prayer warriors than we are at that particular time. I pray that you're right where God wants you to be in your prayer life. And if you are, let me tell you something, friend, I believe that means that you're right where God wants you to be in your life. But I know from my own experience that I get there, and then if I'm not really careful, I move away from that spot, and then I have to come back. Let's start this year with a commitment to each other, to our wives, to our children, to our church members, but mostly to God, that we will work, that we will diligently seek Him through prayer. Because I believe that God is working in this church, and I believe that when we get on the right page with God, and when we truly seek Him out through prayer and through study, that we will see the power of God work in our community and in our church. Will you dedicate with me to be better prayer warriors in the upcoming year? And I challenge you that if we'll do that, we will see God work in this church in ways that we can only imagine. Look at what He's already doing. I thank God for the privilege of prayer. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I will make this dedication to you But I will be better as a prayer warrior in the upcoming year than I've been in the past. Because I believe we all can be. So my prayer is, and always is, that God would work through us, that God would condition the hearts of the lost round about. If there's any lost here amongst us today, my prayer is that God would deal with you on a spiritual level, that you would understand that there is only true peace and happiness through serving a living Savior. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God. He died on the cross for you. If you're hearing this sermon on the internet, I pray for you that God would lead you to a good Bible teaching, believing church, that you would get involved. If it's here at Oak Hill, come and be a part of us. If it's somewhere else, get busy. Serve God. Change your life. My prayer is that this church would always be found standing on the truth. And the truth is very simply this: Jesus saves. There is no other name under heaven given whereby men might be saved. Folks, that's where it starts. That's where it starts. You cannot please God until you accept the sacrifice He made through His Son, Jesus Christ. After you accept Jesus Christ, it's a journey. One day at a time, it has its ups and downs. It's hard. It's good. It's wonderful. It's sad. He didn't say it'd be easy. But He said in the end, it'll all be worth it. I believe that time is short. But I also believe that God is still as powerful as He ever has been. And when He spoke this earth, this world, this universe into existence, that's the power we can call down on this earth today through prayer. If you're here this morning and you have a need, this old altar right here, I can't think of a better place to give your needs and your cares to God. I don't think we utilize it enough. I wish we still had the prayer benches up front. I wish people would use it. We don't have to have the bench, though. Come right here, down here. You can do it from where you're at, but you can come down here and give it to God at the throne, at the altar. What's the Spirit leading you to this morning? I want to ask Gene and Linda Gale to come. Stand with me, if you would, for a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you at this time, thankful, Lord, for the many, many blessings that you give us. But, Lord, I'm so thankful for the trials that you give us as well. And, Lord, that you show us that through our trials and tribulations that we are drawn closer to you. I pray, Lord, that this church would ever be found striving to be closer to you every day. If there's any here this morning, Lord, that has a burden on their heart, Lord, impress upon them that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, I want them to know as well that we as brothers and sisters in Christ are here to help shoulder the load, the burden as well. And Lord, all we want to do is praise God and lift others up so that they might also give you the praise. If there's any lost here this morning, Lord, I pray for their hearts and their souls and their condition that the Spirit of God would lead them to an understanding that they need to be saved. Because the time is fast approaching when the opportunity of being saved by the grace of God through our faith in Jesus Christ is going to come to an end. The choices that we make in this life, there are eternal choices. I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us here would dedicate ourselves to not just a year, upcoming year of prayer, but a lifetime of prayer. We give you the honor and glory, and we thank you for this privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Page 183.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can
I appreciate you coming today. I appreciate Gisela very much. And if you've got something you'd like to share with us in the upcoming weeks about your prayer life or anything like that, if you'll holler at me, I'll be glad to let you speak. Let God use you. Here's what I want you to do. I know, without even asking a question, but I know that every one of us in here has somebody in their life that they would like to see here at church serving God that is not in church this morning. Maybe they're lost. Maybe they're just out of fellowship. Whatever the case, put that person at the top of your prayer list. Pray for them daily. But put legs on the prayers. Invite them to church. Let God work. Every week we should be inviting people to this church so that they can hear the gospel. But put that special person in your life right at the top of your list. In your prayer journal, however how you do it, and pray for them every day. And watch God work in their life. Now, that being said, don't give up. I remember a fellow that old Marble had prayed for years and years and years and years. Never did go to church. He was on the list. Many he was kin to many of them down there. He finally came to church one time. He was in his 80s. He got saved. You see, God works in mysterious ways, but also he works the long time game. So don't give up. Keep praying. Maybe you've prayed for this person in your life for years and no response. Keep praying. And if you've quit, start again. Because God can change lives. I've seen it happen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here this morning. It's good that y'all are all here. I look forward to this series, this study. It's been good for me. So take Matthew 6 and the Lord's Prayer and go through and study it. Word for word. Remember this. Every word that God gives us is important. He don't waste words. He put them in there for a reason. This Lord's Prayer is Jesus teaching us how to talk to God.